This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Mary Cooper, date of birth 2/1/1949. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cooper with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and proteinuria. Her last visit was June 5th of this year. She's here with her husband for her follow-up visit. She did have require hospitalization from September 21st through the 25th at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing. She had a toxic encephalopathy, possibly secondary to adverse reaction to baclofen. She did improve. She also had low potassium levels, and those did stabilize, and blood pressure was elevated at the time of admission, but she had not been taking any of her medications either. She was very weak, and her husband had to call an ambulance, and then she needed to go to rehab for strengthening after discharge. She's feeling much better now, although at discharge they recommended that she increase lisinopril 10 milligram a day to 20 milligram a day, and she did not understand those instructions, therefore she's only taking 10 a day currently. She's had no headaches or dizziness, no more confusion or weakness. She feels like she's emptying her bladder very well. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no nausea or vomiting. And her weight is actually up 5 pounds over the last 6 months, so her appetite is very good. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the potassium. She takes 10 mil equivalent 4 times a day for chronic hypokalemia. Lisinopril, she continues to take 10 milligram once a day. Lasix, 20 milligrams, she takes 2 daily. Hydralazine is 50 milligram, 4 times a day. Metoprolol, 50 milligram once a day. And for pain, she uses tramadol and Tylenol if needed. She's also anticoagulated with Coumadin. Physical exam, weight is 204 pounds, pulse 78, oxygen saturation 99% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 60. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruits. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Some valvular clicking is noted. Abdomen is soft without ascites and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 4th, 2023, and she generally does these labs every 3 months. Her hemoglobin is 10.4, normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine was 1.17 with estimated GFR of 49. Albumin 3.4, calcium is 9.3. Sodium 141, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 22, liver enzymes are normal. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine level, no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension, that seems to be improved after she's been discharged. Once she was restabilized on her 10 milligram of lisinopril a day, in addition to other antihypertensives. At this time, we'd recommend she stay at 10 milligram of lisinopril daily. If she increased to 20, she may become hypotensive and symptomatic. 3, proteinuria on lisinopril. We will have a follow-up visit with this patient within the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.